So now, a few comments about the work before we start. First, the list of characters. RM, real me, that's actually me, myself. WB, whisper box. OH, omnipresent he. SH, social he. VV, the six visible voices. I'm afraid you must be resigned to the fact that all of us are controlled by strictly hierarchical behaviour that doesn't allow us to interact with you. We can communicate with one another and also make comments directly to you, but we are deaf to any reply you might proffer. This is an unfortunate repercussion of our physiology. A word about sound levels. This is a matter of personal preference, so what I find okay, you may find a little overpowering. If this happens, don't be reluctant to place your hands over your ears until the levels subside. Please don't attempt to leave the enclosure before the light comes on at the end of the work, as you may damage equipment or yourself. If you find the lack of light disturbing, just close your eyes for a time. This helps them adjust to the dark. Hello, I'm WB. Sorry about the wait. He must have been delayed next door for some reason. He should be here any minute.
Intimate, personal, social, collective, universal.
Sorry to keep you waiting, but it takes a while to get things ready. Testing, testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to turn these speakers off. I keep forgetting. A lot better. Everything seems right now. Before we start, maybe I should introduce myself. They call me Omnipresent He, Omni He, or OH for short. My job is to look out for the well-being of the others by moderating their conversations, making suggestions, and attempting to keep some sort of overall control. Not an easy matter, as you will discover. I live in this top floor penthouse. It's warm, quite spacious, and gives me a good view of the others. I must say, I didn't ask for this job. As you will hear, it's a pretty thankless task. but I do my best.
Is anybody here yet? Well, he's turned the power on. He's, you know, I'm able to speak. Presumably, there's somebody here. Well, we need to wait till we're certain. Otherwise, somebody's going to come in and we'll be halfway through what we want to say. Well, what is it we want to say? Tell you what to say? Well, I thought we were going to say what we thought. Yes, but we need a witness, don't we? Yes. That's what we agreed, wasn't it? Suppose we do. Well, we do. That's the whole bloody idea, isn't it? That somebody needs to hear what we've got to tell them.
Reach plus a step beyond 3 meters.
SH, you've got something to say? Now's a good time. Hi, I'm SH, short for social he. I'm out here on a lower floor in a smaller space. I've been waiting for quite some time for the opportunity to say something to you. Something that I've needed to say directly to you. And I'm grateful that now I can get this off my chest. These sorts of, I was going to say confession. It's not a confession. These sorts of topics are difficult, and the thing that always seems to come up is, why haven't I been able to say this before now? Why haven't I realised? Why did I labour for so long under misconceptions or preconceptions which kept this realisation at bay, stopped it from happening? You to witness this. It's necessary for me to speak it. Can you be a bit more specific about what you want to tell us, SH? It's not all that clear.
Well, as I said, I've got to get this off my chest. It's become a burden I just can't bear any longer.
But what is it exactly?
Well, it's a topic I find difficult to broach, actually. Not so much difficult to broach as difficult to identify. It's extremely vague.
Well, don't worry. We're listening.
That's right.
We're trying to understand.
We're all ears.
Oh, I know that.
Just relax, SH.
By difficult, I mean it's so frustratingly opaque. I have trouble giving it a name.
Well, you say you haven't been able to acknowledge this until now. You haven't had this realization until quite recently.
Yes, I know. But actually speaking it, actually getting a hold of it, seems to require a clarity I only seem able to be capable of every so often.
You mentioned preconceptions or mistaken understandings.
Yeah. When I feel this new revelation, I sense how my past attitudes have forestalled this moment. It somehow or other stopped it. Been a barrier. But as soon as I focus upon the detail of what I'm feeling, it just dissolves. It seems this epiphany is only partial.
OH? Okay, OH. Now.
It's your first cue. The one at the top. Say it now.
Repeat after me. To embrace. To be embraced. Embracing the I embrace. Want to embrace. Want to be embraced. Your embrace. Feel your embrace. Acknowledge his embrace. Justify their embrace. Observe her embrace. Embraced. Repeat after me. Is an embrace. She intended an. He withstood her. She collapsed under his. Okay, let's play Find the File.
Here we go.
Anybody got an example? Say that again.
Didn't she used to play all of the old popular songs?
Say that once more.
Didn't she play all of the popular songs in the band and for the family sing-alongs? What was the one she liked best? Something about...
One more time.
Be sure it's true when you say I love you.
Be sure it's true when you say I love you.
It's a sin to tell.
It's a sin to tell a lie.
Many's the heart that's been broken.
Many's the heart that's been broken.
Just because those words were spoken. I love you.
I love you.
If you break my heart,
I'll die.
So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie.
He asks, what are you doing in here? What are you doing in here? Reply,
I just came up to see you.
He says, what are you doing in here? And he replies,
I just came up to see you.
He then asks, how did you get in here? Reply,
none of your business.
He says, don't you belong down there with them? Reply,
what gave you that idea?
He says, why isn't your voice like mine? He replies,
my voice is my voice.
He says, you can't be up here with me.
Who says I can't?
You don't get it, do you? You are supposed to be down there.
Who says?
That's where you belong. How did you get out of there?
It's none of your business.
He says,
don't you belong down there with them?
Oh, don't be so silly. I'm always up here. He then asks,
why isn't your voice like mine?
Come on, don't be so silly. He says,
you can't be up here with me. You're supposed to be down there.
Stop it. You're getting on my nerves.
Oh,
bugger off. Go on, just bugger off. He replies,
so be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin.
They can't do anything. They need to understand that they'll have an extremely unhappy existence if they keep on thinking they can do anything. That's not the way it works. Listen to their voices. They belong in those little enclosures. Anyway, they hate the dark. They've got to have the light on the whole time.
Who says we have to have the light on the whole time?
Well, you do. Your light's on all the time.
Well, that's only because we can't turn it off, that's all. I can shut my eyes and it's quite dark. Anyway, what makes you think your voice is somehow more important than ours? Just because you're up there, out of sight, hiding in the darkness. I hate it when they talk about us as if we're not here.
operative word. Whisper box prompts. This one over here. It is. Just get this one. Not there. No. Over here.
Do you think he has any idea of our predicament? How cramped these little boxes are? I don't think he knows. Or cares. Surely he must realise how uncomfortable we are. Oh, that's a bit unfair, isn't it? As far as he's concerned, we're simply speaker enclosures, playing back pre-recorded materials. Well, I reckon he's got no idea, really. He thinks all we can do is regurgitate his thoughts and feelings, just because we use his voice. Well, I think he does know. He just puts it in the too hard basket.
Right.
You can say that again. Hey! Give the guy a break. Think about it for a minute. How could he possibly know? We can only talk using his voice, and only when he switched us on and recorded what we're to say. That's right. If I could talk only by using your voice and thoughts, you'd probably assume what he does, that I don't possess my own voice and feelings, and that all I'm good for is being a substitute for you. Absolutely. Well, whatever he thinks, it's bloody frustrating.
Okay, OH, next one. Let's hear it. The next one. His arms with my... Now, say it now.
Repeat after me. Embrace his arms with my... To embrace. I wanted to. I wanted to do, I wanted to say, to, I wanted to. Repeat after me. I wanted to embrace, to be embraced, embracing the breathtaking or something. No.
Hey, too, have you ever been outside? You mean out of my enclosure? Yeah. Maybe I can come across and see you.
They don't seem to realise that they're disembodied voices.
There's a vent in the back of my enclosure, but I can't find the entrance to it from the inside. I've looked and looked, I just can't find it.
They can move easily to any location he desires.
No one has ever been able to exit their box. It just isn't possible. Nothing's impossible. We just haven't found a way yet.
They don't seem to realise this.
I'll have another look. What about when one visited OH? There does seem to be a tunnel. You know, they had that fight leading towards the top of my space, but it's very small. I remember that. I'll look up. How did he get up there? Maybe if I really squeeze in through here, I might be able to... What's he doing? Careful. I think I just might be able to get through. now because I don't think I can turn around. He'll never make it. Careful. Very, very tight. Can't see a thing. We belong in here. I'm stuck.
Everyone knows that. He's found something. Listen. Listen, I think he's going to get there.
Nobody's ever been outside before.
Keep at it.
You may not be able to get back or get in to join me.
You're nearly there. Keep going.
I wonder what it's like out there.
Don't encourage him, Three. He's never going to make it.
How are you going, One?
Just keep quiet.
Well, you can shut up, Six, but you know One.
I have to keep trying.
He's always getting himself into trouble.
What are you doing, Four?
Please stop where you are.
I certainly can't turn around, so
I'll just have to go.
Do you hear me?
Just stay put.
The guts to act.
Sure,
I've tried to get out.
I'm nearly there. I'm nearly there.
Oh, yeah. We know about your best, don't we?
I'm out of here.
Do it. Go. Go. Go.
For
God's sake, shut up.
I've got to get this other shoulder through.
I'm out.
There. Told you he'd make it.
Where are you?
I've no idea.
Is he on the outside? Where is he? Just listen.
I feel really strange.
Are you sure he's out? I can't see you. Can you see me?
No, I can't see anything.
I can't see him either. Please, just listen.
Hang on. Shit, I'm actually right next to a very large object. God, it's huge.
What is it?
Dark. Not lit like the ones we're used to. There is a way in, though. I can feel an aperture on its surface. I'll just have to go by feel.
I wonder what it is.
Oh, that was easy. I just slipped in.
Can you see anything?
I'm starting to. It's so big. I think I can feel something here.
What is it?
Seems to be part of the object. Let's have a look.
For God's sake, be careful.
It's got a sort of... some sort of hinged top. Pretty dusty. Hasn't been open for a while. Did you recognise that?
Isn't that a section of The Necessity for Consolation?
Hard to tell.
It's the quarter, isn't it?
Have a look in the catalogue, OH. So many folders.
I'm sure it's the quarter. No, it's not.
Try this one.
That's not consolation. It's the brass rod piece. You know, self-hapt.
Right, OH, Q3. Repeat after me. She intended with his. I needed to. Repeat after me. Embrace, to be embraced, embracingly. Something never to feel importantly, never to feel impelled. Repeat after me. To embrace, to be embraced, can be very funny and gives the feeling of being inside the head off. Take one. Take two.
Hey, is anybody there?
Take three.
Hey, Four, settle down.
Thank you.
Hey!
Okay, OH, now, that's your first cue, the one at the top, say it now. And then there's the repeat after me. First to the 12th.
Okay, 4, away you go. Now you reply, one, from outside.
I'm perfectly happy here at the moment. This is enormously strange. I don't know whether I want to go any further out.
Voice 4?
God, give it a go, gone.
Now you reply, one.
Well, if you're so interested, 4, why don't you go?
4?
I don't think I can get out of my enclosure.
1?
Of course you can. I got out of mine. Have a good look at the back.
Now some sound effects, 4, depicting your escape.
Why is SH reading the script?
Eventually, you arrive in the outside zone.
He thinks we can't read.
4.
Oh, I'm out too. You're right. It is difficult, but it can be done.
He's just making sure everything goes according to plan.
Boy, isn't it strange out here. I've got a big object here too.
Well, he should shut up. We've got a copy too.
I wonder if I can go further.
Now you encourage 4-1.
Well, I'll stay here while you investigate. Go out further. You're the one that wanted to find out.
Okay, 5. Now's your chance.
You're gone, 4. You're the one that wanted to have a look. Go and have a look.
Now, voice 3.
Hey, SH.
Under your breath.
Not so brave now, is he? Not so keen now, eh?
I heard that, 3. I'm going to go. I'll have a look. Hang on.
Please stop queuing, everybody.
I can't see anything. I'll just have to push off from here.
We know when to speak.
I seem to be just sort of floating out further and further. Hang on. I've come to this other. What's happening to my voice? It's...
Hey.
What a weird place.
What's happening to me?
Surfaces are huge and they're all shiny and hard.
I knew he shouldn't have
nothing
gone.
Like back in my little enclosure.
None of us should be out there.
I can't see anything really very much, but it's quite cold here. The temperature's definitely dropped. The spaces are huge. I can't. I'm not staying here. It's... I'm everywhere. I've got nothing to hold on to here. How strange. I found another. There seems to be a container here of some sort.
Come back in four.
Yes, it's similar to the ones inside the enclosures.
You'll never get back.
I think there's something here.
Come back in.
Oops.
Leave it alone. Just come in.
Too late now. Sounds out.
Okay, OH. Repeat after me. Intended and under she enclose. Embracingly, take in with the eye or mind. Repeat after me. Include. She wanted to. He considered that. Comprise. Repeat after me. Embrace. Or are they
whole? Hold
in their behavior. Embrace. Repeat after me. Embrace. Repeat after me. Embrace. Repeat after me. Embrace. Repeat after me. Repeat after me. Repeat after me. Repeat after me. Repeat after me.
Still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm still here.
Four's still out there.
Come on, just come back towards my voice.
Shh.
Keep speaking, and I'll try and head towards you.
Let's see what happens.
Okay, I'm right here. Do something. Do something so that you're continually making a noise, so that I can find you.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Well, I don't know. Sing something. Keep going.
Like my mother sang to me, one with a good old-fashioned harmony. Play a simple melody.
Where are you? Are you anywhere? Any closer?
I'm nearly there. I'm nearly...
Oh, I'm back. Oh. What are you doing over there?
I seem to have finished up somewhere else.
I think I'll just stay in this enclosure. Man, that was scary.
Repeat after me.
So close to nailing this feeling, but I've never been able to describe it fully.
Hey, there goes SH again.
It's like I'm constantly breathing in, but I've misplaced the mechanism to exhale.
I don't think you'll ever get it out.
I'm like a frog, becoming more and more bloated with this something, this terribly important something that accumulates internally. Sometimes the pressure becomes unbearable. I'm afraid I'm going to burst. The harder I try to communicate, the more inarticulate I become.
It's obviously something that causes a concern.
It's a question of intent.
Repeat after me. To be embraced. Embracing. I embrace. Feel your embrace. Repeat after me. His arms.
His arms. With mine. All my life I've been intending to embrace.
Repeat after me. I wanted to.
I wanted to.
To say it.
To touch it. It's like existing in a boundless...
To embrace. To be embraced. Embracing.
Sometimes I never to feel importantly.
Repeat after me.
I'm convinced that's what he meant. Just sinking, failing, nothingly for a while.
We observe with his more complete...
What is with his, at least for a while, consequently communication of a direct nature is embraced and intricate, particularly if... and unsatisfactory.
Repeat after me.
At least for a while it inarticulate.
Repeat after me.
I'm convinced that's what he meant. But is it what I consider to be the other? Only in the behavior.
I wanted to.
I want.
Never to.
then to what halting?
To embrace. Embrace.
Me.
Embrace.
Us.
Embrace. All.
The other only as an eagerly.
No.
SH, have you found the bottle file? Next one, OH. Repeat after me. Want to embrace. Want to be embraced. Need to be embraced. Your embrace. Feel your embrace. Acknowledge our embrace. Justify their embrace. Observe his embrace. Feel your embrace. Repeat after me. Embraced is an embrace. She intended and she collapsed under.
Hey, I know this piece.
It's about his early childhood in Wellington in the late 40s.
Say again.
Musical thing to play a cinnamon, won't you play me, Maddie? Just change that classical
land, my mother's
to some sweet, beautiful rag. And if you play me a copy of the
good old fashioned,
you'll get all my applause. And that is
simply a simple,
I want to listen to rag.
That all relates to Won't You Play a Simple Melody.
seem to be talking to you, but actually they can't see if you're present or not. They assume someone's listening because he's turned them on. You could leave quietly and they would be none the wiser. They go on this way continuously, just jabbering nonsense.
Don't you think you should go a little deeper? You know, be more open. Talk more personally.
This will be interesting.
What do you mean, go deeper?
You need to stop this anecdotal rubbish and get into something more substantial, more meaningful.
Certainly do. It's none of your business what we talk. Welcome back, one. What makes you think you can criticise our conversation? Yeah, you shouldn't even be listening.
I can't very well not hear you. Every second you're turned on, you gabble. Again.
We're not like you.
I don't believe
sitting
this.
Up there in solitary splendour with all your comforts and a view to die for.
He's really going to cop it now.
That's right.
I don't believe
going it. Going deeper may be fine for you, but we have all sorts of problems that need our attention. Isn't that right, fellas?
Yeah, you said it.
Too right. So crawl back into your comfortable room and go deeper yourself.
Absolutely right.
I was only trying to be helpful.
I'm not so sure he was. Maybe he's got a bit big for his boots. Or he's deliberately trying to rack them up.
How did he get back in? None of your business. That's what he said to me.
Visible voices. Visible voices languish in extremely trying conditions. In disgust. What? Disgust. Their predicament. The possible... possible something or others he might have. They find it difficult to reach a consensus. Outrageous. No. Sorry to intrude again. But RM is going to have to give OH some more instructions. He seems reluctant to take initiatives himself. I only wish he'd think things through and sort out problems without having to be constantly prompted.
OH, I'm confused about what's happening in the reverberating zone. What about taking a look to try to get some idea of what's going on?
He'll be lucky. OH can never find anything. He's like a one-armed paper hanger. He can never decide which folder to use, so he creates a new folder until he's as many folders as files. Silly bugger.
Hey!
Description of the reverberating zone. Description of the reverberating zone.
Let's see what he does. Quiet. Oh, come on, give him a chance. Come on, he's not that bad.
What have we got?
Quiet.
Description of the reverberating zone. That's Omni.
Description.
He... locks on the description of the reverberating zone.
Description of the reverberating zone.
I wonder if I can go further.
You're not going to transcribe the whole thing, are you, R.H.? Well, I thought I would.
Go further in. It's the last bit that I'm interested in.
Okay, hang on.
I wonder if I can go further.
One encourages.
One encourages.
Voice.
One encourages. Four. One encourages. So that's another.
I'm none the wiser, Owen. Just look for the reverberating zone. That's what I want to hear.
Well, I'm trying. There's so much going on, it's so confusing. I'll try again.
Voice one. Voice. That's actually voice.
It's voice five.
That's
actually
voice. Voice one. Lots of encouraging four. Voice
five.
From inside. Inside. Oh, God. Stay here while you...
Go and have a look.
It's just got so much to do.
Listen.
Go.
Listen.
Go. Further.
Okay.
So that... That's the one.
Voice five. From inside.
Oh yeah, social C has said voice five from inside. Here's what voice five says. Social he. No cue. Go on. Voice four. You're the one.
What about a look? Go and have a look.
Yeah, you're the one that wanted to have a look.
Oh God, voice five. From inside. Go and have a look.
No.
That's not a look.
It's okay, look.
No, it's not accurate.
So hooray.
The whole point of doing this is to transcribe exactly what's being said. Close enough isn't good enough.
It's not good enough. Now get this right.
Social E.
So I'm sure that
voice I've got. Three. Three.
It's not so keen now, hey?
Voice.
Five.
Voice in three.
Not so bright now.
Not so.
Colon.
Not so. Bright. No. Who says that?
Not so bright now.
Okay, voice three.
Stop, OH. This is pointless. We're getting nowhere. No, hang on. Hang on, I'm nearly there.
So brave now, is he? Not so keen now.
Not so brave now. Not so keen now.
Man alive. This'll take forever.
Hey, question mark.
Okay. Last one. Repeat after me. Embrace the stars.
Singing about the worlds.
Sun.
Center of a single thought.
Heart.
You play a simple melody like my mother sang to me. One with a good old fashioned
SH's problem, you know, the one he's been trying to get off his chest all this time. Forget it.
Okay, that's it.